Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And hope you check out the newsletter. Subscribe to that while you're there. If you haven't already, take the poll question on the homepage. Check out the blog, all the other things that are there to help you. We update that website every single day. And we got new stuff coming, like new videos, too, by the way. There's a new video there on the homepage. And of course, you can go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame as well. And don't forget to check out the Karen Cortell Reisman's suite on our website, where you can find all the things that she's taught us over the last 10 years about doing a better job of communicating and connecting with customers. Karen, thank you again for being with us. Her website, folks, is KarenCortellReisman.com. And her books are The Naked Truth About Selling and The Naked Truth About Giving Great Speeches, two different books, and many other things that she has there. Karen, we're talking about four commandments that you have to help us do a better job of getting more business with customers. And the first one was, don't talk so much. Listen more, I should say. Do more listening. The second one was ask better questions. Ask good questions. What's the third one?
That's exactly right. The third commandment to speak for yourself to get more business is thou shalt assume less. The word assume, we do know what it means.
Yeah.
If you divide it out, you know where you get. Thou shalt assume less. And there's some great myths around assumptions. And I'm a lover of movies, and there's this movie about a big ship that hits a sandbar. Actually, there's a current one, but I'm talking about the one that happened about 100 years ago that hits an iceberg and drowns. And what ends up is that we end up having Titanic moments, and we do exactly the opposite of speaking for yourself to grow your business. And those happen when we assume, and let's see if this rings a bell, that appearance equals spending power.
Right.
True or false?
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Absolutely false. I mean, it's completely wrong if you assume what somebody looks like is that's how what they can spend. That's if you see somebody in person, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Another assumption, you're selling to two people. One's doing all the talking and one's passive. You end up spending all of your eye contact and your energy on the one that's doing the talking, the active prospect versus the silent prospect. Is that automatically true that the talker is the decision maker?
Usually not.
No, it's not. I can give you an example. I work a lot in the dental industry. Sometimes the child is making the decision. And let's say it's an ortho practice,
yeah.
And then it's a child in there. So you cannot assume. The only thing I want you to assume is that you're going to get the sale.
Well, one thing about it, I can guarantee you that the more you assume, the more embarrassed you will be.
Okay, here's another one. A family walks in, and they look just wonderful, like they could be on a TV,
right.
Cheerios commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Husband, wife, and little baby. And they walk in, and you're just oohing and aahing. For some reason, something's a little off, and you realize that, well, she got remarried. They're together just because they have to make a buying decision.
Mm-hmm.
This is a child from her second marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't assume anything.
Ouch.
And then you've really lost your sale.
Right.
It looks like the happy couple.
Right. No kidding. Yeah. And so again, as I said, you are embarrassed. And I have to say, full disclosure, complete honesty, confession time, I've had way too many embarrassing moments because I assumed too much. And one thing about it is if you assume something about a customer, they will very quickly, every time, very quickly straighten you out. And boy, that's an awkward moment that is tough to recover from.
Jim, what happens is to assume less, then you go back to our earlier conversation,
mm-hmm.
thou shalt ask more questions and
right.
thou shalt listen more. And if you do those two, then it'll keep you away from having Titanic moments.
Well, here's a little term to use that will help you. Tell me more.
Right.
Or tell me why you're here today. Tell me what I can do to help you. Tell me how you got started or whatever. Tell me.
And try to keep your prejudice and your bias and all the experiences that you bring to the table,
right,
which make you so qualified and experienced, you have to not apply that to this other prospect. You just got to go
right
from a clean slate.
What's number four?
Thou shalt understand that less is more. And what I mean here, from a communication standpoint, what we tend to do is data dumping. It's less data, and it's more stories, examples, and analogies. And, of course, it's less talking, and it's more listening, and it's less assuming and more openness.
Mm-hmm.
But particularly on this particular commandment, don't do a data dump. When somebody asks you what you do, you make it short and sweet. I say, I will help you speak for yourself to grow your business.
Mm-hmm.
Period. I say, the name of my business is Speak for Yourself.
And then you say, how can I help you do that?
Yes. Then I ask questions and assume nothing, even if they look like they are just getting off of mowing their lawn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And folks, we know you're smart, but the smartest people who are in selling are the ones who let the customer be smart. KarenCortellReisman.com is the website. Karen Cortell Reisman is our good friend and a 10-year member of our Brain Trust. Karen, come back again real soon. Thanks for today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.